Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Wolf of Investing, my insider's playbook for making a fortune on Wall Street, is Jordan Belfort's attempt to translate his hard-earned market experience into a practical framework for individual investors. Known widely for his rise and fall in the brokerage world, Belfort positions this book as a guide to how markets move, how Wall Street sells stories, and how everyday people can protect themselves while pursuing serious returns. Rather than presenting investing as a purely academic discipline, the book's public premise is behavioral and tactical. Understand incentives, learn to read risk, and build a repeatable decision process that avoids emotional overreach. Readers can expect a blend of commentary on market structure, lessons about salesmanship and persuasion in finance, and a focus on disciplined rules that aim to keep speculation from becoming gambling. Even for those skeptical of the author's legacy, the book is framed as a candid playbook designed to help investors think more clearly, spot traps faster, and act with greater consistency in volatile markets. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, seeing Wall Street as a game of incentives, a central idea associated with Belfort's public investing message, is that markets are not only about numbers, but also about incentives. This topic focuses on learning how brokers, analysts, media personalities, and fund managers are rewarded, and how those rewards can shape what they promote. When an investor recognizes that many market narratives are tied to someone else making money from attention, deal flow, or assets under management, it becomes easier to interpret advice with the right level of skepticism. The practical value is not cynicism for its own sake, but improved judgment. Investors can learn to ask basic questions before acting. Who benefits if I buy this, sell this, or hold this longer? Is the story being pushed because it is true or because it is marketable? In this lens, hype cycles, hot sectors, and dramatic price targets look less like guidance and more like persuasion campaigns. The outcome is a clearer separation between information and marketing. By treating Wall Street as an ecosystem of motivated players, the reader is pushed to build defenses against being the product rather than the customer, and to make decisions based on objective criteria instead of emotional contagion. Secondly, risk first, the discipline behind staying in the game. Another major theme implied by an insider's playbook is that the difference between success and disaster often comes down to risk management rather than prediction. This topic emphasizes the idea that protecting capital is the foundation for compounding. Investors commonly focus on upside stories, but long-term winners tend to survive downturns, avoid concentration blowups, and control position sizing. A Belfort-style approach would highlight practical guardrails, decide how much you are willing to lose before you enter, diversify where it actually reduces correlated risk, and avoid leverage that can force liquidation at the worst possible moment. It also includes understanding liquidity, since an asset that cannot be sold quickly can turn a manageable loss into a catastrophic one. Volatility itself is not always the enemy, but unmanaged exposure is. This mindset nudges readers to treat investing like a business process, not a thrill ride. The benefit is psychological as well as financial. When downside is planned, investors are less likely to panic sell, revenge trade, or double down irrationally. Risk rules create the stability needed to execute consistently through noisy markets. Thirdly, separating investing from speculation and story stocks, in markets, a compelling narrative can overpower fundamentals, especially in fast-moving sectors where the future feels limitless. This topic addresses how to evaluate opportunities without being captured by stories. The key is to differentiate between investing based on evidence and speculation based on hope, while acknowledging that both exist on a spectrum. Readers are encouraged to look for confirmable drivers such as cash flow potential, competitive position, and reasonable expectations, rather than relying solely on visionary projections. The concept also applies to trend chasing, where recent performance is mistaken for inevitability. A playbook approach would advise building a checklist that forces clarity. What is the thesis? What would invalidate it? What time horizon is realistic, and what are the measurable milestones? It also stresses that excitement is not an edge, and that widely shared narratives tend to be priced in quickly. By learning to identify story stocks and promotional cycles, investors can reduce the odds of buying at peak enthusiasm. The goal is not to eliminate high-growth bets, but to structure them intelligently, with position sizes and criteria that prevent one fashionable idea from dominating a portfolio and derailing long-term plans. Fourthly, building a repeatable process for decisions and timing. A practical investing playbook typically emphasizes process over prediction, and this topic focuses on creating a decision system that can be repeated across market environments. The objective is to reduce impulsive actions and replace them with steps that make outcomes more consistent. That includes setting entry criteria, defining exit rules, and documenting why a trade or investment is being made. Many investors fail not because they lack intelligence, but because they act differently under stress than they do when calm. A repeatable process can include basic signals such as valuation ranges, trend confirmation, and macro conditions. But the deeper point is consistency, doing the same work each time so that mistakes can be identified and improved. Timing is treated as a tool, not a crystal ball. Instead of trying to catch exact tops and bottoms, a process might favor scaling in, using predetermined price levels, and respecting market momentum when it contradicts a personal opinion. The benefit is fewer emotionally driven errors, clearer post-analysis, and a higher probability of staying aligned with one's strategy. Over time, a sound process becomes an advantage because it compounds learning and reduces unforced losses. Lastly, psychology, persuasion, and the investor's inner game. Belfort's public identity is closely linked to sales and persuasion, and this topic translates that lens into investor psychology. Markets are crowded arenas where confidence, fear, and social proof move prices as much as data does in the short term. Understanding persuasion techniques can help investors avoid being pulled into decisions by urgency, authority, or herd behavior. This topic also highlights internal persuasion, the stories investors tell themselves to justify bad positions, delay exits, or chase losses. Common traps include overconfidence after wins, paralysis after losses, and the tendency to seek information that confirms a preferred narrative. A disciplined playbook frames mental control as a skill, set rules in advance, avoid constant monitoring that amplifies anxiety, and measure success by quality of decisions rather than short-term outcomes. It also encourages separating identity from positions, so changing one's mind becomes a strength instead of an embarrassment. By treating emotions as data rather than commands, investors can respond instead of react. The payoff is better execution, fewer self-sabotaging behaviors, and the ability to keep learning without being derailed by ego or fear during periods of market turbulence. In conclusion, this book is best suited for individual investors who want a street-level understanding of how Wall Street narratives are built, how risk can quietly accumulate, and how to develop rules that keep decision-making steady under pressure. It can also help entrepreneurs and professionals who are comfortable with competitive environments but need a clearer framework for turning that mindset into consistent investment behavior. The potential life benefit comes from shifting the reader's focus away from hot tips and toward a repeatable system, thinking in probabilities, protecting downside, and recognizing when persuasion is influencing a financial choice. Those skills extend beyond investing into better negotiation, stronger critical thinking, and calmer responses to uncertainty. Compared to many investing books that lean heavily on academic models or purely long-term index advocacy, this one stands out for its emphasis on incentives, marketing dynamics, and the psychology of action, areas that often explain why real-world investors underperform their own plans. If you want an investing guide that prioritizes practical awareness, risk discipline, and mental control in modern markets, this book is positioned as a worthwhile purchase and a useful counterbalance to more theory-driven titles. If you would like to support Jordan Belfort, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts.